That was Dupin' the Inside Outlaws off their CD, What Am I Supposed to Do? Shorty's song. Dupe is such an amazing performer. He's going to be opening for Matt Dement's CD release party at PJ's Lager House Saturday night. Along with them will be Pat V and the Detroit Three. We've got about enough time to squeeze in Mint Dement's. This is a WHFR demo that he gave me, and I think the name, I'm going to call it The Simple Song. We'll play that, and we're going to be coming up live at 5 with Niecy and her blues band.
Simple song for a simple time, a simple one or two notes for these friends of mine here, a simple groove to kill the pain while I fall for her like rain, while I fall.
Oh my goodness, there is so much I haven't gotten to. I wanted to mention that there is a benefit. It is a bowling benefit happening Saturday in the afternoon in Westland at Vision Lanes. This benefit is for Kelly Franks, who was in a car accident. She was a musician from the Aquanets, the girl surf band. She was in a car accident and has been in a coma, and she is in rehab now. And they are doing a bowling benefit for her at Vision Lanes. We are good to go with Niecy, and so I just want to remind you that Saturday night at the New Place Lounge, WHFR has their benefit with the boa constrictors, and High Strung is doing their show Saturday night at the Loving Touch. Mustard Plug has a show Friday night at the Magic Stick. Mick Bassett and the Marthas. According to his post, he says this is the last time Mick Bassett and the Marthas will be playing. We'll see about that. But they're playing at Woodruff's with Match by Match and Small Houses. David Gerald's playing Greektown Casino. And that about wraps up as much time as I've got. I want to remind you that there's several benefits this Saturday again. At the Berkeley Front, there's a Special Olympics benefit with Tona Niche and Casey Cooper and an Emily Rose, as well as Factorum. Great lineup, great bar, great place to see music, and a great cause. Are we ready, Mr. White? I keep seeing him bopping around, but I don't see him. Now you're ready. Okay, in the background, we're listening to Matt Dement doing Simple Song. He's got a CD release party at PJ's Lager House Saturday night, and Dupe and the Inside Outlaws will be opening for him. Get out and support live music. That's what we live for, is being part of a great community here in Detroit. Be proud of your history. All right. All right, now Mr. White has left me again. Here we go. I'm going to bring down Matt Dement and bring up Mr. White's mic. Are you there, Mr. White?
Yes, we are. In fact, we are right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 today. In fact, Alan, can you turn up the headphone mix out for, you can't hear me at all?
No.
Oh. Since you can't hear the studio.
There we go.
There we go. Okay, now we got you.
I cranked it up a little bit.
All right. Very good.
Thank you.
Today we're on the Motor Live Drive at 5. We've got a young lady singer named Niecy and her blues band today. Are you there, gang?
Hey, wahoo! Hey,
woo! All right. I guess they're here. Why don't we just start off with some music? What are you going to start with today, Niecy?
We're going to do a little fun ditty off my debut CD, Piece of My Mind. This one goes out to anybody who's been in a relationship that has a piece of paper or not. Hit it, fellas! Married. that I used to know, like how to dress, how to act, just can't do no more. Well, I used to have a brain, then I got married. Okay, my IQ pretty high. Suddenly I'm so dumb, 'cause I can't read your mind. Well, I used to have a brain, then I got married. Now that I miss is right, everything I do is wrong. Man marries a woman, hope she'll never change. Woman marries a man, now don't you rearrange. Well, I used to have a brain, then I got married. Now that a miss is right, everything I do is wrong. Come on, fellas, take it away. I can't get no satisfaction. Reaction. Now that a miss is right, everything I do is wrong. Well, I used to have a brain.
We have Niecy right here in the studio today. Oh, Niecy, would you like to introduce your fine, fine band?
Absolutely. To my left, my main lady, actually of 17 years, Laura Rain. On bass, Vince Fabiano. On drums, we have Dennis DeFrancesco. On guitar, we have Daryl Franklin. Woo. And the other guitar is Bob Rundell.
All right. Well, hey, everybody sounds like they're doing fine today.
Yeah, man. Oh, we're stoked. Man. We're stoked.
You're stoked?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're supposed to be that way.
Yeah.
Hey. All right. Well, tell you what. Why don't we just get some more music?
All right.
What are you going to do next?
We're going to do a tune off my new CD. This one's called The Other Side.
It always looks different from the other side. Maybe wrong, but it may be right. It always looks different from the other side. Oh, other side, the other side. It always looks different from the other side. Maybe wrong, but it may be right.
Hey, Niecy, talking about the other side, I got to get down to a personal level with you today. I've known you personally for a long time.
Yep.
In fact, me and Margaret were trying to think, when did we first meet you?
Wow, let me think about that. You know what? It was in 1995 that Jive Roadrunners Raft in Hamtramck.
Whoa.
Oh,
wow.
My goodness, that jive.
That goes way back.
Way back. Howard Glazer, Angie, Bill, Dave. Yep.
And in fact, they're all still playing around, so you just got to look around for them a
little
bit.
Oh, yeah. We're all still standing strong.
Yeah.
Nice.
So it was interesting. I knew you way back then, and you were singing.
Yep.
And then you just kind of disappeared.
Yeah.
Well, what happened to you?
I stepped off, went around the country, and horned in my craft.
Whoa.
Now I'm back home, ready to rock it from my hometown.
Now, I hear you started off in Chicago, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
And then you went, all around. You went out the East Coast and the West Coast.
Yeah,
you went out
Boston, New York, New Jersey. I was out in L.A., San Francisco. Omaha. All right.
And you have a CD that is getting great reviews.
Yeah, thank you. And you guys wrote me a very nice review in the Big City Blues magazine, and I do appreciate that, and I thank you.
Well, that's perfectly all right. It's easy when you got something good to work with.
Aw, man, you're too kind. Way too kind.
Well, hey, we're not the only ones that think that.
All right.
There's a whole lot of, you get a lot of credit around the country from other radio
stations.
Thank
you. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah,
thank
you're
you.
Doing well. In fact, how did that new CD come about?
Oh, gosh. I started actually writing music for it along the way. Like, there's a tune on it called Draw the Line I wrote back when I was living in Boston, and I actually recorded it as a pop techno and had to turn it out for this one, turn it into a rock and blues.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite ones.
All right, cool, yeah.
In fact, it's interesting that thing I noted in the review was that some of your best songs are the ones you've wrote.
Excellent, thank you. Yeah, stepping out as that songwriter.
Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we get some more of those songs up for the audience today?
All right, we're going to take it down a notch. And this one I'm going to feature on drums, Dennis DeFrancisco, Vince Fabiano on bass, and Bob Rendell. This one's called Hard Times. My mother told me before she passed away, said, girl, when I'm gone, don't forget to pray, 'cause there'll be hard times. Oh, those hard times. Who knows better than I? Well, I soon found out just what she meant when I had
That is powerful.
Thank you.
Really,
yeah, you know, that song, you know, the way things are in the world right now, I chose to do that song just to reflect just the way of the world. Everybody's got hard times.
Well, hey, that's what the blues are all
that's
about.
That's right on. Yep. Live it. Love it. That's
all
it.
Right. Well, tell me, for your new record.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of unusual. You've got a couple of different bands playing on there.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I had a wonderful producer by the name of Neoshi Jackson, and one of his fortes is gathering the right tools for the right job.
Ah.
So depending on the tune and the groove, is how he assembled the players. They're session artists down from Nashville. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, so it gives a nice variety on your album.
Yeah, different flavor flaves, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
But, I noticed a lot of the songs are your own songs.
Correct.
Like you say, the hard times come from,
living it.
From living it.
Absolutely.
Well,
each little verse I've lived. So when people sit and tune into that, they're following my path, my journey of life.
I think that comes through in the song.
Nice.
It's intense.
Thank you.
You can
Thank
really
you.
Feel the energy
Thank
and
you.
The strength that you have.
Thank you.
And for you to have I remember seeing you at the jams in that back in 95, you said.
Yeah.
And to think that you went out on the road and have come back with this great product, the
Thank
CD.
You. Yeah.
And now you're getting ready to release another CD?
No.
You're just celebrating
this. Yeah, this,
this
one's still on the charts. Actually,
last
Friday, I got a call that I was number one in Australia.
Whoa.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
God's good. Yeah.
Well, I hope you get a chance to tour down there.
Absolutely. We're shooting for it.
All right. Get your passports ready, guys.
Yeah, you got it.
You guys sound great.
All right. Thank you.
Well, but you ain't going nowhere for a while. You got to
get
some more music.
No, I'm staying here, and I'm going to rock Detroit for a while.
Well, we
got to
get some more music for right now.
Yeah.
What do you got for us?
We're going to do a tune off my first CD, Peace of My Mind. This one's called Questions.
Wow.
Thank you.
You've got a couple shows coming up. Yeah. I know. I see you're going to be doing some traveling, but some local shows that you've got coming up. You've got, in fact, you're going to be on the Detroit Blues Party down at the U Detroit Cafe.
Yeah, June 18th. Howard Glazer and I confirmed that at 5 a.m. this morning.
You musicians, you're
ours. We work hard, us folk.
And then you've got your CD release party.
Yes, I just confirmed that last night, June 30th. Going to be quite a spectacular. We're going to be at the Recovery Room in Warren. I will be posting tickets information and so on, and all my social networking, my website, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
I've heard of shows at the Recovery Room. I don't believe I've ever been out there.
Yeah, they have a great room. It's like a hidden gem. Absolutely.
Well, cool. Yeah. And you're going to have your CD release party on the 30th, right?
June 30th.
Out there in Warren.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Since you've been back in town, we haven't been able to catch one of your shows yet.
I know, but now we're, I'm back. We got lots coming up.
All right.
Everybody needs to keep posted. I'd like to really get into on July 14th. That's a big one also.
Oh, yeah?
It's a live video shoot at Callahan's.
Oh.
I mean, I'm opening up for the incredible Sean Murphy, if you're familiar with her,
wow,
from Little Feet, backup singer for Bob
lineup.
Seger for 40 years, Eric Clapton, ba ba da ba. It's going to be a great show.
Oh,
she
yeah.
rocks.
And she recorded her last CD at Callahan's.
Yes, she did.
And,
yes, she did.
It's real nice.
Yes, she did.
So it'll be a double shot of young ladies doing the blues out in Callahan's.
Absolutely,
that day.
Absolutely. And then those tickets are online at callahans.com and also ticketfly.com.
All right.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a cool thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, and that Detroit Blues Party, I hear that's completely free.
Yeah.
You can just come on down.
Yeah, people can come on down. Now there, maybe you want to explain a little bit about that U Detroit, Mr. White.
Well, U Detroit is a little bar downtown, upstairs is a little recording studio called the Harmony Park Studio. It's been there for a couple of decades, run by Brian Pastoria, and he's opened this little place downstairs for video broadcasts. And they have talk shows during the day, music shows at night, and every Thursday, myself and Howard Glazer put on the Detroit Blues Party.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to doing it.
Oh, it should be cool.
Yeah, yeah, and then explain it. It's stream live.
Yes, it is.
So they can watch and listen.
That's right.
Even better.
Yeah.
It's also archived, so you can put that up and watch it anytime.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
It'll be cool.
Cool, cool. And then on July 20th, I'm at Tizzit's in Midland. There's the Midland Michigan River Days Festival going on, and I'm going to be at Tizzit's doing the afterglow after the festival. And it's going to be kind of cool. Larry McRae and Thornetta are playing that evening towards the end, and I'm going to coax Larry and Thornetta, but I want Larry to come on down. He was on three tunes on my first CD, Peace of My Mind.
All right.
So it would be great. He and I, you know, we cross paths, our globes, you know, we hit, and then we don't see each other for a while. So this is going to be a great reunion.
Oh, Larry's a good guy.
Oh, God, he's awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, I remember him from way back, too.
Yeah,
so it's,
he rocks, definitely rocks.
Yeah, but why don't you rock us some more
right
here?
All right, we're going to do that song you talked about, Draw the Line.
Oh, all
right. This song's about getting to that point in life where you just draw the line in the sand. Hit it, fellas. Thank you.
In fact, that's the first song on your new record.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Got to open up with that rocker.
Oh, yeah. In fact, where can people get that CD called Beyond the Surface?
Yeah, you can go to my website, www.niecie.net. That's spelled N-I-E-C-I-E. I'm on Reverb Nation. You can go to my Facebook band musician page. I'm on iTunes, Rhapsody, and about a bazillion others.
All right, you're all over the place.
Yeah. You got to spread yourself around the world.
You do. In fact, I noticed it's on Ride the Tiger Records.
Yes, now, that is my record company, as a matter of fact.
Well, and you have been riding the tiger all around the
world?
Yes,
I have.
I have to say, you know, the lyrics of your songs, like, I used to have a brain and then I got married,
yeah,
and hard times and draw a line in the sand.
Yeah.
That energy and power that you've got in your voice really comes through in your songwriting, and you are really quite the blues lady there.
Yeah, I kind of laugh because I disappeared and came back, and you know, now I'm on the charts worldwide, globally, and they're like, "Wow, you hit fast!" Yeah, overnight success, right? decades.
Well, we're really happy to have you here in the studio, and you've got a couple of shows coming up. We've got a couple technical difficulties
to iron out here. But, you know, I want to stop right now and give some applause to you and Roger, because you guys have been keeping this music scene alive in Detroit for decades and decades yourself, and I'm going to tell you, we appreciate you. Absolutely.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
It's a real pleasure. It's a labor of love, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah, and it sure is, but all well worth it.
It's nice that you've come back to Detroit to, you know, get some grounding and get this CD out there, because a lot of people, you know, all of a sudden these people are like, I mean, they claim to be Detroit musicians, and it's like, really?
There they go.
You know, what they went to elementary school in Detroit? What?
Yeah.
You were here, you paid your dues here, you hit the road.
Right.
About, what, 10, 15 years you've been
I left for
moving.
Chicago in 85.
Wow.
So, yeah, that overnight success, right? Yeah. See, I'm kind of, I think along the lines of Kid Rock. And you can't forget where you come from. And I'm all into reversing the curse of the bag stigma in Detroit. This music rocks here. All my tunes in my CD, they're a blend of all the styles that Detroit is known for. I mean, you know, when I'm coming home and coming out with the CD, I'm coming out as Detroit.
You've got a lot of soul in your voice and
your
writing.
Thank you.
That's for sure.
All right.
And your CD is called Beyond the Surface.
Yes, it is.
And your CD release party is going to be...
June 30th.
At the Recovery Room.
Absolutely. It's going to be extravaganza.
I'm looking for... I want to check out that club.
Yeah.
That sounds like the place to be.
Yeah.
Have we got our problems issued?
Yep, everything's good.
Okay, great.
We're good to go.
Nice. All right. We're going to strip it down one more time. And we're going to just feature Vince Fabiano on bass. And on acoustic guitar, Bob Rundell. This one's called I Need a Man. I need a man to make me feel good. Handy in the kitchen and don't mind chopping wood. I need a man, cares what's on my mind. A man who's tall, dark, and handsome. A man who's one of a kind. I need a man, treat me real good. Don't go out drinking, acting fool like he or not should. I need a man, cares what's like trying to find a needle in a big old stack of hay. A man who ain't no fashion at all, sad in his ways. A man who always tells me things I can believe. A man who don't mind opening the door for me. Right from wrong, who don't go playing Pokemon and leave me home alone. I need a man, cares what's on my mind. A man who's tall, dark, and handsome. A man who's one. Ain't afraid to love me. A man who's one of a kind.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
Woo! Woo! Yeah, we can clap for ourselves in here.
So there's a softer side of Nisi as well.
Hey.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Now, one thing I noticed with that last song is that's off your first CD.
Correct.
Peace of My Mind.
Correct.
Which is about 10 years ago.
I know. Well, I rolled that tiger, if you will, for a while. That one hit the charts, but nothing like my new guy.
Well, good.
Beyond the Surface. And rolled that out for a while, and then, you know, started songwriting, pieced out a little bit, you know. I went through some changes in my life, and you can kind of tell that with my new CD that I went from point A to point B.
Well, hey, that's where the blues comes
that's
from.
That's right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's the ride getting there.
There you go.
That makes it fun.
There you go. All right.
I want to make a quick shout out to Marla, Michael, and Bubba, who have made comments on Facebook. They're listening in online,
wow.
And
nice.
They're enjoying
Excellent.
The show.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah,
all right.
We got to give it up for the listeners out
oh,
there.
Oh, absolutely. Listeners, all right, the fans. Woo! Yeah.
Yeah, and don't forget Bubba.
Too funny. We're going to do a new one. This one I wrote. This one's about, again, making the decision to go forward and not go back. This one's called Not No Hell No. Too many people with no love on the mind. They say everything is for sale. What does love have to do with us? I say, baby, not a damn burn thing. Well, I loved you with a love so true, and you wanted everything that I had. Now I'm telling you, boy, we are through before we can even ask. Not no, hell no. Everybody knows I love myself too much to ever wanna die. Not no, hell no. No way, Jose, am I ever coming back to you and the way things were. Not no, hell no, no way, no, how no, sir. Come on, fellas. Come on, Daryl Franklin, give me some slides. The way things were.
I got a question for the guitar players out there. We've been paying attention to Nisi all along, but that was a mighty fine slide solo there.
Hey, can I talk about him for a second?
Yeah, you can go ahead.
Daryl Franklin and I have been sharing the stage here in Detroit together for 13 years.
Really?
Bad gigs, good gigs, money-paying gigs, street gigs.
Absolutely.
Fabulous gigs. He's been with me a long, long time.
Preach the gospel.
Love him for it.
Well, that's always a good thing.
Thank you so much.
In fact, Daryl, I got a question for you.
Certainly.
What are you playing that slide on? What guitar you got there?
Well, this is Les Paul, so to speak. I've done a lot of work to this thing and put a lot of hours in on it.
All right. What are you playing that through?
Actually, this is a circuit that I built.
Oh, yeah. He's the mad scientist. He builds amps and all that good stuff.
It's an old Lafayette that I took and refurbished and made basically an 18-watt Marshall circuit from it.
All right. Now, Bob doesn't have a mic down there, but what guitar is Bob playing?
Hey, Daryl, holding it up, yeah.
Daryl, what is he playing
all
there?
All you listeners out there, do a visual.
Daryl. Daryl, tell me what kind of guitar he's got there.
Strat, but Stevie Ray model, believe it or not.
All right, and he's got a whole series of amps he's playing through.
Oh, yeah.
And let's see, how about Vince?
Vince, what are you doing over there?
Hey, he's got a mic over there. What are you playing?
Fender Precision, Back to My Roots.
All right, and what are you playing it through?
I brought my big Ampeg, which, when we're done, if you need any walls knocked down.
All right. And over on drums, we've got Dennis DeFrancisco. All right, we could hear that. I could hear that. 60.
Yeah. Nice. I got a real quick story here. You know what happened? My son said, if you could do that old kit up in the attic, any color you want, what would you have, Dad? And my son refinished it for me for Christmas. Wow. And I didn't know, walked downstairs, talking about the shoe on the other foot, you know?
All right.
Well,
hey, that's a real cool story. Okay. And then we got these two girls over on the far side.
The hot chicky babes.
That's right. And they're on the far side. We got Nisi, of course. And Laura Rain doing the backup vocals here. So,
that's right.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, now that we've got that.
Can I make a plug for her? I'm all about supporting everybody.
We got to support everybody.
Every Wednesday night, she's at Andiamo's in Royal Oak.
Whoa.
Twisting it up with her smooth. Go on down. She just started a couple weeks ago, and she's incredible.
What time do you start?
7:30 to 10:30.
All right. Well, everybody's going to have to go down and check it out sometime.
Yeah. Bringing some soul down there.
Nice.
So it's good.
Which Andiamo's is it?
Royal Oak.
The Royal Oak one. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, you got to give it up for everybody out there. You're doing a fine, fine job.
Cool.
In fact, we're getting down close to the end. We got about 13 minutes to go.
Okay.
But what do you think you're going to do?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking to the guy behind
me. No.
I want to talk about this next tune a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Tell me all.
May 27th through June 5th, I'm going to be down in Nashville doing video shoot. And I'm focusing on this song. And if you listen to the song, it's a hoot. And I have this whole storyboard made up and whatever. But what I'm going to do is employ, you know, those dancers, the Detroit Pistons, those big guys, they weigh 300-400 pounds. they do the halftime show.
Oh,
when you listen to the words, you'll see how you give it a kick. And what I'm going to do with the video sales is donate a portion of the sales to the charity of the Detroit Pistons Choice. They back a lot of stuff, but that'll be their choice. And then I support a foundation called Blue Star, and it's kids with cancer. And what they do is it's a foundation that's for the kids with cancer. It's not like the American Cancer Society, you give and they do it for research and stuff. These go directly to the family and to those kids. So there we go.
So that's where you could really help.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. You know what? Musicians have the opportunity to give back, and that's what I'm going to do.
All right. Well, give it up for us right now.
All right. This one's called Rockin' a Baby.
Woo!
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yeah. All right.
All right, you start rocking there. In fact, we want to remind everybody they can come out and see you live.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where are those places people can come out and see you live again?
Let's see, here in Detroit. June 18th, Detroit Blues Party at U Detroit Cafe. My CD, Release Extravaganza, is what I'm calling it.
An extravaganza?
Yeah.
Isn't anywhere you play an extravaganza?
It's got to be. Or I don't show up. And that's at the Recovery Room in Warren. Again, tickets will be posted. July 14th, opening up for the incredible Sean Murphy. Do come out. That is a video shoot for my set. So I need everyone in there. You want to have your mug in that video? Come on out. Again, that's July 14th, July 20th. Tizzits. The Midland, Michigan River Days. We're playing the bar, the Afterglow. And that's what we got so far.
So far, I'm sure there'll be more. So keep track keep track on your Facebook. And what would that be? What's the best way to get a hold of Nisi?
Nisi Blues is my handle. And then I have a musician webpage, which is Nisi. You can go to my website, www.nisi.net. That's spelled N-I-E-C-I-E. I'm on Reverb Nation. You can find me anywhere. You Google Nisi, there's not many of me around.
And how do you spell that again?
What's that?
How do you spell that again?
N-I-E-C-I-E.
That's right.
Very now, melodic. I'm going to turn it over to Daryl Franklin to show him some lovey love for being with me for 13 years. Are you ready, Daryl?
Oh, I'm as ready as anybody can be.
Hit it.
All right.
I'm ready, y'all. Let me have some of that.
All right, these girls and guys are ready.
All right. Wow.
We're going to jump right into our last tune so you can take us on out. This one's called Live for the Music.
All right.
This has been Nisi on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Next week, we'll have Jennifer Westwood of the Waycross County, Waycross, Georgia Farm Boys, real country from the big city. Right now, stay tuned for Old Time Radio Mystery Theater.
This is